Vayter in Shasu and Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Aleph, picking it up about a third of the way down, next part of the Mishnah, and that is Valochesh Alamake. Oy, 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 the loser Lamaba. This is somebody who says incantations with psukim over a wound in order to go and heal the wound. Valochesh Alamake. Amr Biochanan, Marokigba. It's talking about a case where they actually spit on it. Can't say Shem Hashem over there. If Shem Askirin Shem Shemayim Elu Rekika, this was their minug that we used to go. They would spit on the wound before they would say Shem Hashem. And it's saying that in such a case, one who says a pasuk with Shem Hashem in it, then he's going to lose his share in Olam Haba. You understand how crazy this is? So intense over here. It's disrespectful. But this doesn't apply if it's done in a language other than Hebrew, or if he did it after he said the whole incantation. That's Rashi. Yetmar Ravam Afilu Negatsaras. Even if it's the lechisha that's done, says Rashi on a pasuk, the lesbe shem shamayim ala rakika shikori negatsaras ki tziya ba adam vehuva ala koin l'shem refua ein lo chelik al mabah. Even though there's no shem Hashem there. Rabbi Chanina Amar Afilu vayikra el Moshe. Even in the pasuk it says and he called to Moshe, which doesn't have shem Hashem. And it's not also referring to any sort of sickness or healing that's also included. It says Rashi, She'en bo lo choli v'lo nega. Right, when it comes to Rashi, there's at least a nega there. De'en roi l'lachsho alamaka. It doesn't make sense to do on the maka. V'maskira l'shem refua. Ela kusavra huli natsil b'schus de'vei Torah. Shu hiskir aser l'lachsho. He's things he wanted to, you know, to be saved of the schus de'vei Torah that he's masquering over here. Aser, it's aser to go and to do this. Tanu Rabbanan Sachin Umemashmishin B'nei Me'ayim B'Shabbos. You're allowed to go and put oil in the stomach on Shabbos. I said Shalchol B'Shabbos. Eimekach Mishum Refuah. The Sicha Iskish L'Shtia, because it's compared to drinking. So you are allowed to put this medicine on Shabbos, v'lochish and lochishus nechashim v'akrab m'shabbos. You're also allowed to do these incantations for nechashim, snakes and scorpions, says Rashi, b'shevil shelo yaziku, in order to not damage you, v'ein b'kach mishum tzeda, and this is not an isser of tzeda, of trapping. Uma virin kli al gav ha'ayin b'Shabbos, you're allowed to put a kli on your eye on Shabbos. Rashi explains, shekach derech litein kli mateches, they put a metal kli, like a bowl or something, or a cup, whatever, made out of metal, al ha'ayin, kedei lekar ha'ayin, in order to cool it off, in order that it shouldn't end up going ahead and swelling. Something like that shouldn't happen. You can do that. Amar Shimon Gamliel, Bamed Varmamure, when is that true? Bekli hanita, that's something that you're allowed to actually use on Shabbos. Right? In other words, something that's not Muksa, says Rashi, kigon mafteach, sakin, v'tabat, a key, a knife, or a ring, something of the sort, a vowel, but cliche, enunito, aser, but something that can't be touched on Shabbos, then it'd be aser to go put it on the eye. Ve'in sholem midvar shedem b'Shabbos, also don't be shoel with shedem, don't use shedem. Now, what does that mean? That back in the day, when someone would go and they would lose something, and maybe there was a type of thing that would ask a shade to ask where it was. But you don't do this type of stuff on Shabbos. This is Rashi says shekhen osin kishovdim shum davar sholim be meisa shedim v'hem begidal nam v'asal asav Shabbos mishum mimso chavtzchov davar davar. This is not Shabbostic to go and to do such a thing. I wouldn't do it anyway. Like we see now, Yossi Omer afachol aser even during the week it's supposed to do. Rashi says lishol b'shedim v'farsh to come on mishum sakana. It's sakana. You don't want to start up with them. Even if they're helping. Amar Rav Huna, halacha Rabbi Yossi, halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. The Gra takes out the word ein, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. V'af Rabbi Yossi lo arme elim shim sakana. The only reason Rabbi Yossi said that there's a problem here is because of sakana. They can mess with you once you start with them. Ki hadar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, the ivla ba'arza. He who this is an interesting story, was swallowed by a tree. Through this demon who wanted to hurt him, v'savid le'nisa, and a miracle was happened for him. And paka arza apalte, it split open, and he got out. With the Rashi explains it is he says that hayashoel b'maisa shedim, he was messing around asking the shedim for help or something. And bikesh hashed la'ziga wanted to harm him v'nasa lo'nei so bala aritz, and there was an ace done for him, and he was sawed up by the tree not to get harmed. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Sachen umimashmishin bibnei me'ayin b'Shabbos. You can go and anoint and massage the stomach on Shabbos. So as long as you don't do it the same way you do it during the weekday. So how should a person do it? Rabbi Chanina Amar, Sach v'achach memashmish. First he puts the oil, and then he goes and massages it, because that's the normal way is you massage it, then you put the oil, so here you flip it around. If you have Sach memashmish basachas, you do it at the same time, and that would be a shinoi. Tadar Rabbanon, Sare Shemen v'sare Beitzim mutar l'shal b'hem. The demon of oil and the demon of eggs, they are someone, it is mutter to go ahead and to lishomam, elam epnei shemechazvin, but they lie, they like to lie. Rashi says, l'kach nimnu mi lishomam, it's kedai not to go ahead and to ask them. Rashi says that, ish ma'is ha'shedim shesholam al yidei shemen, v'kar luhu sari shemen, haini sari bohen, v'yesh shesholam b'shfoferes shal beitza, v'kar luhu sari beitzim. Right, so the way you do it is through eggs or through oil or eggshells. So they lie, so therefore it's not really kedai to do it. Lochshin al shemen shabakli, the people that do lechishas or incantations over oil in a kli, vein lochshin al shemen shabiyad. But you don't do it with shemen, it's in the hand. Lefikach sachin me shemen shabiyad. Therefore you could also anoint the body with oil from the hand, because you can know that it wasn't done through shadim, so it's not going to impact you in a negative way because nobody does it with the hand. But don't do it with the cleave, because that might end up harming you because of the fact that people, that is the way that they, it is the norm to consult with them through a cleave. Ritzlik bar Shmuel bar Marsa ikla lhushbi, it's a story time. He came to this to a hotel, this inn, Icy Lay Mishcha B'mana, they brought him oil in a kli. So what happened? Shaf, he anointed himself with it, and Nafkan lay Simche Ba'ape. He had Simche, Rashi says, Ababuos, that he ended up having all these pimples on his face. Nafak L'shuk, he went out to the marketplace. Chazisa Yitza, there was a woman there who saw what was going on. Amr, she said, Zika de Chamas Kuchazinach. I see that there's a spirit of Chamas that's on your face. She says, Rucho shall also shade, Shishmo Chamas, and he wrote, Panecha shall chazoscha. This guy, this demon grabbed onto you. Avdalei Milsa v'itzei, she did something for him, and she said some sort of lechisha, and ended up, he got healed. So you see, he shouldn't have used the oil that was in the kli, because it messed the person up. Amalei Rabba, the Rabbi Abba, the Rabbi Bar Mari. It says in the pasuk, "Kol ha'machal asher samti mitzrayim lo asim alacha ki ani Hashem afecha." Any of the illnesses that I put in mitzrayim, I'm not put it on upon you because I'm Hashem your healer. Chimachal shelo sam. Well, if you're not going to put any of these things on you in the first place, you're not going to get sick. So refuah lamali. Why if it's in here Hashem afecha? Amalei says, "Hachim Rabbi Yochanan." Mikur zeh me'atzmu nidrash. This pasuk is self-explanatory. It explains itself. Because Shenemar Vayomer Im Shamor Tishma L'Kol Hashem L'Kach. If you listen to Hashem, Im Tishma Lo Asim. Right. So it's saying straight up that if you listen to me, you follow the mitzvos, then you're not gonna get any sicknesses. Im Lo Tishma Asim. If you don't listen, you will. And Afal Pi Kain Ki Ani Hashem Afecha. Eventually, I'm the Shem your healer. I'm going to help you, even if you didn't do the right thing. Amar Rabbi Rechana, Kishchal Rabbi Eliezer, Nichtsu Tamidim Levaka, Rabbi Eliezer got sick and his tamid came in to visit. Amar Lehem, so he said to them, Chema Aza Yesh Ba'olam, there's a lot of anger which is in the world. Rashi says, Al Atzmo Haya Omer, Sheka'as Alav HaMakom Hich V'chulyo. He said it's really about him on himself, seeing as someone's upset at him and he's making him sick over here. And his chilu hein bochen, they all started to cry. Rabbi Kiva Masachik, Rabbi Kiva, he started to laugh. Classic Rabbi Kiva. Amru lo, so they said to him, Lama Tamasachik, why are you laughing? Amru lehem, chim yipnei atem bochen, why are you guys crying? Amru lo, he said, Efshah Sefer Torah, shori b'tzar v'lo nichke. Is it possible a Sefer Torah, like Rabbi Eliezer, here he is in pain, and you go ahead and we're not going to cry? Amru lehem, lakachin misachik, that's why I'm laughing. Close one, shani roa, Rabbi. As long as they see Rabbi, that things are going well for him, Rashi says, Klo Mishayisa Atzlacha, Bechol Ma'isav, everything's going well. She'ein Yeino Machmeitz, his wine doesn't get messed up, doesn't turn to vinegar, Ve'ein Pishtano Loka, and his flax doesn't get messed over. all his fields, vein sham no mavish, and his oil doesn't get gross, vein dufsha no matvish, and his honey doesn't get messed up, versus mitkalkel, v'nasat tzlu machmas chamimos, all that. The marti shemachas shalom kibel rebbe olama. Maybe he got all of his schar. I says kol scharo. Achshav shini ro rebbe b'tzar. Now they see he's in pain and he's sameach. I'm happy because I know that he didn't get all of his schar. Now Rabbi Elazar himself speaks up and says, now hold on one second. Akiva klum chisaitim in the Torah kula. Are you claiming I did something wrong that I should have got punished? And I was like, maybe all the good things happened to me because I didn't do anything wrong. Rashi says, Sha'ata Omer Ani Sova Avonosi Avonosai, it's because of my Averus. Amaloi says back to him, what do you mean? Limadatinu Rabbeinu. You yourself taught us, Rabbi, that Ki Adam ain't Sadik Bar, it's a Shur Yasa Tovalo Yachata. There's no person that's Sadik in this world that's done good and never did any Averus. So it's got to be that something, even if it's a tiny little bit. Tana Rabbanan, Kishachal Rabbi Dez, when he got sick in school, Abba Zakenim Levakim 4, Zakenim Great Sages came to visit. Rabbi Tafran, Rabbi Yeshua, for Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, for Rabbi Akiva, they all came to visit. Now Rabbi Tafran, Rabbi Tafran spoke up and he said, Tova tell Yisrael, Mitiba Shal Gashamim, you're better for Israel than a drop of rain. Shatiba Shal Gashamim, Bolam Azat, that's only for this world. For Rabbi, Bolam Azat, Obolam Abba. Not Rabbi Yeshua, he got up and he said, Tova tell Yisrael, Yosem Migal Gal Chama, you're even better than the sun. Why is that Shagagal Chama Balamazet? That's giving light only in this world. Rabbi Olamazet Ubalam Abba. Not Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Vamar, Tova tell Yisrael, Yosem Miavaim, you're better than a father or mother, Shavaim Abalamazet, Rabbi Olamazet Ubalam Abba. Not Rabbi Akiva, Vamar, Chavivin Yisurin. How precious are you, sir? And Rashi's the mechaper melecha, the mechaper on you. They atone for you. Going through this pain is a good thing. Amalayim, he says to him, Samchuni ve'eshma divrei Akiva talmidai she'amar chavivin yisurin. Samchuni means like, help me sit up right now so I can hear the words of Akiva, my student, who said that chavivin yisurin. Amar lo, so what happened was, as Rabbi Elazar said, Akiva zuminai lecha. How do you know this? Why do you say it's a good thing? Amar Rabbi Akiva, she says, Mikra Nidorish, I'm just darshaning a straight up Pasuk in Malachim. Pasuk says, Ben Shtema Seishana, Menashe, Bemalchov, Chamishim, Chamish Shana, Malach Bishalayim, Vyasara, Bein Hashem. You know that Menashe was 12 years old when he became the king. And he was a king for 55 years in Yerushalayim, and he did evil things, Vyasara, Bein Hashem, he did terrible things in the eyes of Hashem. Uksevim, another pasuk, beep, turn the page. Kuf alf and beis. Gam eilem mishlei shlom al atiku anshei chizkiya melech Yehuda. These two are the mishalim of mishlei of Shlomo, which the men of Chizkiya, the king of Yehuda, wrote down, which is showing how Chizkiya, who's Manasseh's father, right, there was Chizkiya, who spread Torah knowledge like crazy. How he spread the Torah so much, and they got so many things from here. Rashi over here says that Gam Eila Mishli Shlomo Asher Hitiku Anche Chizkiya, meaning Hainu Talmidei Chizkiya, the Kaimelon Be'ashutfim Be'vav Abasa Dav Tes Vav Chizkiya V'siyaso Kasu Mishli. They're the ones who wrote Mishli of Shlomo Mel stuff. Mechal De Chizkiya Hayim Malamid Lakol. No, it's Charev Al Pesach based on measures for Kol Shekain Shel Menashe, but only made. Of course, he taught his son Menashe. Chizkiya Melech Yehuda, the Chol Olam Kul Limitor. He taught the whole world. Lamasha Beno Lo Limitor. He didn't teach his son. Of course not. Elam Mikol Torach Shetorach Bo, as much as he tried. Mikol Almos Shalmalo Bo Lo Heelo Lamutav El Yisurin. That didn't help him to change his ways to become good. The only helped him was Yisurin, like pain. Shenamar the pasuk says in Devar Yabim. Vayidab Hashem El Menashe El Amo Velo Ikshivu Vayavir Hashem Aleim Esarei Atzava Asher LaMelech Ashur Vayilkedu As Menashe Bachochim Vayasru Ba Nechushtayim Vayolichu. Should have spoke to Manasseh and his people, but they didn't listen. So Hashem brought on them the commanders of
Ashur, the king of Ashur, and they captured him in Ashur with hooks, they bound him with copper, and they transported him to Bavel. Uksiv, and it says, Ukiotzer lo chilas bnei Hashem elokava, yikonim ha'od mi lefnei elokei, avasavi, spalil elava, yoselo, wow, v'ishmat chinosa, v'ishiveyu, yishalayim v'chusa, v'yidu menashe ki Hashem elokim. What happens right after that? When Menashe was in that terrible state, he davened to Hashem, and he humbled himself before Hashem, and he davened, and Hashem, he allowed him to be heard. Right? That was good, and he returned him to Yerushalayim, to his kingdom, and then Menashe knew, Hashem hu ho Elokim, ho lamadata shechaviv in Yisurin. So you learn from here that Yisurin is good, right? Because this is the thing that caused him to actually do tshuva. Tanu Rabbanan, the shlosha ba'u balila, the three that came and approach Hashem with shtick, little shticky. Rashi says, "Shalom alavakei shofnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'tfila elabol ba'alila," like in some trickery. Sharmu devarim shel nitzachon she'en lam tshuva. They said some in a way that they were gonna for sure be answered. Elohein, Kain, Esav, u'Menashe. Kain, Esav, God love unu miso. It's too much for you to bear right after he killed Avel, and he said you have to be wandering forever. He says, "What? God love unu miso? Is it so big what I did? You know, I can't even handle it." I don't know if Ribono Shalom, he says, Ribono Shalom, Klum Godla, Avoni Mishishim Ribo, Shasid and Lachto Lefanecha, is what I just did now, killing my brother. Is that worse than the 600,000 in the future? They're going to go out and go against you by the Eagle Azov, Vatos Salechem, you're going to forgive them, so forgive me too. And that's what won over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, Ace of the Siv, HaBracha, Achasil Chavi. So, Tate, give me a bracha. No, but I already blessed. It's what? You only have one bracha? Can't be. So he's like, okay, I'm stuck. Menashe b'tchil karel elohus laharbe. Menashe, when he was in a time of distress, he called out to all different gods in order to help him and free him and get him back to the kingdom. And what happened? Vasov karel elokei avasov. And then he called out to his, you know, to Hashem. And what happened was, is what happened. He said, okay, look, I called the other gods, they can answer me. I called the guy, he can't answer me either. And that wouldn't look good. So Hashem's like, oh, great. Now you had to go ahead, so to speak, and answer his tefillos. Next part of the Mishnah, Abashol, Abashol. Says, Abashol, Afa Hoges Hashem, Be'os Yosef. Someone says, Shem Hashem, with his letters, you pronounce it the proper way. Afa Hoges Hashem, Be'os Yosef. Tana Uba Gavulin. This is talking about someone who's outside of the Gavul, outside of the Beit HaMikdash, because in the Beit HaMikdash, it would say Shem Hashem, Rashi says, Kermin, the Hogas, Hashem Yosef, Savin, Lachelik, Oma, Ba, Megvulin, Afa B'Mikdash, Lo, Sharei B'Shem, Hoyu, Mavarchim, that's what they did, they blessed with the Shem Hashem, U'Bilshon Aga, and in a foreign tongue, Rashi says, that Filo B'Mikdash, Lo, Loshan Aga is Lash. Shein Ahoga B'Yosasav V'Loshan Hakodesh Shalanu. Ella Shar Lazos. You say it in a B'Loshan Hakodesh Shalanu. Ella Shar Lozin Aga Loshan Belagei Safa. So, whoa. Next part of the Mishnah. We saw the three kings. Shlosha Malachav Arba Yotos. They don't have a chilek in Olam Abba. The first one is Yeravam ben Nevat. We spoke about Yeravam ben Nevat already, and this was, he went against Rechavim, Shlomo HaMelech's son. Shlomo HaMelech's son, Rechavim, he went against that, and he took the 10 Shvatim, and what happened was, he was scared that they were going to go to Yerushalayim, and then they're going to go closer to Machos Beis David, so he set up these Egel Azavs, two of them, for them to serve over there and to get involved in the Vodazar, and he lost his chelik mabat. Tanu Rabbanan Yeravam Sheriba Am, because he laid low the people. Riba Am, Rashi Sheriba, he saw the Shpilim, he lowered them. Tavracher Yeravam Sheasa Meriva Baam, he caused there to be fighting amongst it. Rashi says, Arivam Elu Am. Elu and Elu, Beisik Avodas Kachavim, Zeh Oved, Zeh Mocher, Biyado, Avoli Zeh Machlokas, a lot of fights that were coming. Dover Acher, Yoram Shasam Ariva, Ben Yisrael, Avim Shishmayim, made a fight between them and Hashem. Ben Nevat, Ben Shinibet Valora, what does that mean, Ben Nevat? Rashi explains that there was a simon, but he misunderstood. Ben Nevat, Ben Shinibet Valora, that he saw something, like there's something Nevat, but he didn't see it, he didn't get it.
Tana hu nevat hu micha hu sheva ben michri. These are all the same person, just with different names. Nevat shenivet l'ra, he was called up because he saw, but he didn't see. Right? Micha shenismach meich babinyan, because he's being crushed in the building. This is in Mitzrayim, that they were putting babies into the actual walls. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, what's going on over here? This is when Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go, let my people go. He said, not only am I not letting them go, but I'm going to make it even harder. Let them go make their own bricks. And then Moshe said, okay, what are you doing over here? Why are you doing Lamari Osem? Why are you calling them all these things over here? Send them like that. Now, when they're not able to have enough bricks, the Egyptians, what are they going to do? They're going to take the babies and put them in, they're going to make them put them there instead of the bricks. So Hashem said, no, they're just getting rid of the thorns, the kotzim, from the nations. Like, if you let these particular babies live, they're going to be bali aver. But if you want, you can go out, they can test me, take one out. Moshe did. And this person who came out came Micha. Micha was did Avodah Zarah, and he was on, ultimately, the Medrash says, was because the Egel Azov came out because of him, because of something he did. Why was called Micha? Because of the Lashon of Nismach Mech, being crushed in the wall. Okay, so Micha, we said over here that it was Nismach Mech Babinyan. Umash Shemo, what was his real name? Sheva Ben Bichri. Shemo, his name was Sheva Ben Bichri. These are all the same people. Now, says Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Niptu, V'lo. Three people will be held, but didn't see. In other words, they saw something, some sort of simon, but they didn't get the point. V'elohein, Nevat V'achitofel V'tstagnine Paro. Nevat, we just said, Achitofel, who used to, was David HaMelech's advisor, and he went with Avshalom when he came against him. That's David's son, who rebelled against David HaMelech, and Achitofel joined with him. And the astrologers of Paro. Nevatra Eish, Shotzis Behamaso, he's a fire was shooting out of his Amma, out of his Shmandrik. Who suffer Eu Malach? He thought, oh, that means I'm going to be a Melech. I'm going to be the king. She says, V'lechein Nis'amitz Sheva Ben Bichri V'kavatz Yiskol Yisrael Eilav V'yarotze Limloch K'dechsev B'mikra. Therefore, he decided to go out and to rule. V'lohi, but really, he misunderstood it. Yeravam Udanofik Mine, because Yeravam came from him. Not that he's going to be the one, and then he rebelled because of that, but rather it was someone that's going to come from him that was going to be. Achitofel ra'a tzarash ezarchal al-amaso, Achitofel tzarash on his amra, who suffer you amal, he's going to be king, v'lo he made a mistake, Basheva bitahu, really it was just his daughter, his granddaughter really, Basheva was going to be, and Danafka mina Shlomo, from whom came Shlomo HaMelech. It's like the power of the Damar with them. It's like they made Rabbi Chama by Rabbi Chanina. Ma'ilusiv Hema Mei Meriva. What does it mean when it says that these are the waters of strife? Mei Meriva. This is after Miriam ended up dying and they were in the Midbar. They said they were thirsty. So Moshe got them all together. There was a rock. So the water was to come from it. And he said, listen to me, Shimona, Morim. Those rebelling. And because of that he got punished, he wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. So this is called the Mei Meriva. What does it mean that Elu, I'm sorry, Hema, that these are the Mei Meriva? Hema, Shiro, it's like Nini Paravato. That's what the astrologers of Paro saw about, they made a mistake. They knew the downfall of the savior of the Jewish people was going to come through water, and they thought that it meant throwing him in the water, but really it meant Mei Meriva, this area. Says Rashi, it says Gemara, Rosh HaMishin Shei Soba Mayim, who look, is going to get hit with Mayim. Amar Kol Ben Yilad Yorot HaShul, throw him in the water. V'hin Lo Yodu Shal Iske Mei Meriva, look, it's because of the Iske Mei Meriva, that is the reason why he was going to get the smackdown, not be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now, how do we know that Yeravam is not going to come into the world? To Kawawa, Meshes Yeravam, the Alma, the Asi, Yochanami, first are coming to Bakula Shosha Malachim Barba, you're going to say with all seven of these people. The Siv is a Pusik says, Vayehi Badaver Hazeh, and it was. The pasuk is in Malachim. The pasuk right before it says that after this, Yeravam didn't turn back from his evil ways. He kept on doing avodah zarah, and whoever wished to consecrate himself and become one of the priests of the altars,
And the pasuk that the Gemara goes on to say that because of this, the entire family was knocked out and destroyed. And that's what it says now. Therefore, the house of Yerovim incurred guilt, which led to their being obliterated and utterly destroyed from the face of the earth. L'hachachid, the obliterated is, v'lamazeh, and l'hashmid l'mabah, means destroyed for the next world. Am Rabbi Yochanan, m'pnei ma zacha Yerovim l'malchus. Why was Yerovim zacha to Malchus? M'pnei shochiach Shlomo, because he gave tochacha to Shlomo. Rashi says the Gemara is going to explain. Can refresh azad amar David avicha. So why was it that he was punished? Rashi says lebaisho, because to be embarrassed. Right, because he did it in a public way. That was not a good idea. Giving him tochacha, that was good. He got rewarded, but in a bad way, he got punished. Yad Shlomo bana milo sagar esaperetz ir David. Aviv. The pasuk says, and this was the matter that he raised a hand against the king. Shlomo built up Milo and closed the breach of the city of David, his father. The previous pasuk says that he raised his hand against the king. Amar lo, Yerovim said to Shlomo, David Aviv parts pratzos b'chom kadeshi yali yisrael l'regal. Your father, David Melech, he made breaches in the walls, said, B'nai Yisrael going to come to Yerushalayim to be able to come to for the regal. Easier. Vata gadarto sam kadei lasos angaria l'vasparo. And you closed them up in order to make a toll for Vasparo. Rashi gives a different couple of different shots to explain what's going on, but the point is that it closed it up, people to pay taxes there. Umayv is Zasher here in Yad Vamelech, and what does it mean when it says in this that he raised a hand against the king? Right, we said that he raised a hand against the king, that he said something, it was with his mouth, obviously. So what does it mean after he repeated the same thing? Rav Nachman shechal tefillah b'fanav. It means Rav took off his tefillin in front of Shlomo Melech. Rashi explains what does this mean. He should have moved over to the side. Because Ema the Malchus. He's coming against him. Means it's not to be gilirish in front of the king. Amar Rav Nachman gatzas urach shaya bobi ravim turadito min ha'ol turadito min olam. The arrogance of Yeruvim was made him lose his next world. Shenemar, as the Halakha pasuk says, v'yomer Yeruvim b'libo, and Yeruvim said in his heart, ata tashuv hamamlacha lebeis David. Now the kingdom can go back to Beis David. If these people are going to go to give karbanos to the house of Hashem in Yerushalayim, v'shav leiv ha'am hazeh el adoneihem, and the heart of the people will go to their masters, el rechavim melech Yehuda v'arguni v'shavu el rechavim melech Yehuda, and the heart of the people are going to return back to their master, to rechavim the king of Yehuda, that will kill me and return to rechavim ben Yehuda. Amar, he said, Gemiri Dein Yeshiva Ba'azara El Mamalchi B'Zvot Yehuda B'Vad. They have a tradition that says Lochel Moshe Misinai, Velo Mikra, that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, there's going to be no sitting in the Azara by anyone other than those who are the Malchus base. Malchus of Beis Yehuda. Came the Chazal of the Rechavim Diyasov. Once you saw Rechavim sitting there, Va'ana Kaimna, well, I'm not from you, I'm standing. Savri, they're going to think, Ha'amakal Va'avda, he's going to think that Rechavim is the Melech because he's sitting. And I'm the Eved because I'm standing. Via Sivna, where we sit down, I'm already with Malchus of it, and be more than Malchus because I'm not allowed to sit over there. The Katlin Le'in, they're going to kill me. Va'az the Basrei, and they're going to follow him, they're going to follow Rechavim. Miad, what did they do? Vayivat Samelech Vayas Shne Eglizov Vayas Aleim Vayom Aleim Rav Lachem Elos Yerushalayim Hine Elokecha Yisrael Asher Lucham Eretz Yitzayim Vayasem Esaecha Bebeisel Vesaecha Nesam Badan. So at that moment, Yerovim said, "You got a vice. He made two golden calves, and he said, 'You have been going up to Yerushalayim long enough. This is your God, the one who took you out of Egypt.' And he set one up in Beisel, and the other one put in Dan. My vayivat. So what does that mean? He took counsel. I don't know if Yehuda show Shiv Rasha Esel Tzadik, that he put a Rasha next to a Tzadik, and Amar Lahu, and he said to him, 'Chasmisu al Kol Davidna.'
sign, because will you sign everything I'm going to do? Amrlei Hain, they said yes. Amrlei said, Malka b'inu me'ave, I want to become the king. Amrlei Hain, okay. Kol da'minu l'chu avidetu. What are you going to do, everything that I tell you to do? So Amrlei Hain, they said yes. I feel a miflach l'avodas kochavim, even if I tell you to go ahead. To do avodah zarah. Amalei tzaddik, the tzaddik said chas v'chalila. Amalei rasha le tzaddik, the rasha said to the tzaddik, sakatayt le tgavik yerovim palach alas kachon. You really think a person like yerovim is going to do avodah zarah? Of course he's not going to do such a thing. Ela leminasinhu hu dekaboy. He's just testing us, he's asking us. He kablis lememri, whether we're going to accept what he tells us or not. So therefore, he got convinced that to do this avodah zarah is not really, it's not really what it was meant for. And therefore, he signed on it. And when it became clear later that Yeruvim actually did want to do that, they couldn't back out of it anymore. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. So far, it went that Af, Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, Af Achiyash, excuse me, Ashiloni Tal V'chasam, even the great, great Navi. Achiyash Shiloni got tricked, and he also, he signed on the dotted line. Rashi says, "Bedaver to suffer linisun yainhu sinu asiv chasam baoso meisa." He's just coming to test him, and therefore, he signed on it. Deha Yehu tzadik rabahavu. Yehu, he was one of the kings of the northern kingdom of Israel, at that of the Ten Shvatim, he's a righteous person. Because you did all the things that are straight in my eyes. Whatever was in my heart you did. You carried out all the things that desired in the house of Achav. Four generations of your descendants are going to be on the throne. Rashi says, Varmin and Mai Garmalei. What caused that? Vamarava Chosmo Shalachia Shiloni. Sorry about that. Normally I should edit that, but I don't have any time. Anyway, so Varmina Mai Gar, what caused him? Vamarava says the Chasima of Achia Shiloni, Ra Vita Michlal who the Tal. So they made a mistake, Michlal, that he made a mistake over here. Uksev, and it says right after, Where am I? Where am I? Yeah, okay, give me the throne. What did he do exactly? He killed all of the Nevi'i Baal. Uksev v'yehu lo shamar l'lechis v'tar Hashem elokei Yisrael v'chol v'v'v lo sar me'al chatos yiravim asher hechti etz Yisrael. After it says Yehu wasn't careful to follow the teaching of Hashem with all of his heart, he didn't turn away from the sins of Yeravim it caused the Yidden to get involved with. So even though he did get rid of Achav and the getting rid of Baal, he didn't put an end to the golden calves that he had set up. My Garmalei, what caused Yehu, who was such a tzaddik, to allow them to be involved with the golden calves? Amabai bris krusa l'sfasayim. A covenant has been made with the lips. Whatever is said with the lips ends up happening. This is even if you don't want it to, per se. It's a great person. Shenemar achav avadis abal ma'at Yehu yavdenu harbe. Yehu said, achav served the Baal a little, and Yehu will serve it a lot. This is how he really got everyone to into one place and to destroy all the people that were involved with Baal. He pulled a move. He wanted to get rid of everything, so he wanted to kill them all in one shot. So he pretended that he was really into Baal, even more than anyone over there, and therefore he said, oh yeah, he just did a little bit of Baal stuff. I'm doing a lot of it. And he invited them all to a ceremony, and he tricked them all to come there, and then he surrounded them, and he had them all killed over there, so he got rid of all of it. But he still said that sentence. Rava Amar, Rava says, Chosimo Shel Achia Shiloni Ra'a, Yehu saw the seal of Achia Shiloni on this thing to establish the golden calves. Vita, and he made a mistake. He thought that Achia, a Navi, really approved for these things, and that it was therefore couldn't be something bad, and therefore he himself became part of it. So, Kum Techus Naran, you see over here the way Rava explained it, that Achia Shiloni was also tricked into signing this decree of Yeruvah. Okay, my friends, we're not done with this. We're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish all y'all a great, great day.